This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, September 2nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst confirmed today that she will not seek re-election next year, confirming in a video post on social media that she will retire after months of speculation about her plans. Ernst's departure opens up a Senate seat in the state known for its long-serving incumbents. Her announcement follows reports last week that she was expected to announce her retirement in September. In a video, Ernst cited her aging and growing family as a reason for opting out of a re-election bid. It's another unexpected retirement for Senate Republicans as they work to maintain their majority in the upper chamber. North Carolina's Tom Tillis earlier turned down a re-election bid after clashing with President Donald Trump. Congressional Republicans scored victories by passing President Trump's tax and spending cuts without a single Democratic vote this summer. Now, after the August break, they have to find a way to work with Democrats or around them as Washington faces a potential shutdown without a spending deal by the end of the month. The Senate is also debating whether to move forward on legislation that would slap steep tariffs on some of Russia's trading partners as the U.S. presses Russian President Vladimir Putin on Ukraine. Corn and soybeans and good to excellent condition ratings fell at the national level last week, according to the USDA. Corn dented 58% of acres, 90% of the crop in the dough stage, 15% of the crop mature, 69% of the crop rated good to excellent. For soybeans, they're setting pods at 94% of acres, dropping leaves 11%, 65% rated in good to excellent condition. The spring wheat crop was 72% harvested. China is significantly increasing its soybean purchases from Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay. That's in a move that deepens Beijing dependence on South America, further weakens U.S. producers. The decision comes in the midst of a trade war between Washington and Beijing, marked by mutual tariffs that have hit agriculture exports hard. Market sources say Chinese food processors will be able to buy up to 10 million metric tons of soybeans from Argentina and Uruguay in the 25-26 marketing year that ends next August. It would be an all-time record. China bought 5 million tons from those two countries last year. So far, they've already bought half that amount. Arlen Suderman with StoneX says the trade war with China and the record Brazilian crop last year has enabled China to avoid U.S. supplies.
If we do not get a trade agreement, and yes, China has enough reserve soybeans that, and Brazil has enough soybeans left over from last year's crop, that China would not have to buy a single bushel from us. So we could go from 841 million to zero. That's a possibility that we have to guard against. So they also have the most downside price risk as well.
Considering the USDA's August crop forecast, the nation's farmers will harvest 20 million bushels of corn and soybeans. Suderman says that will strain U.S. crop storage and put tremendous pressure on basis prices.
It varies by region across the Midwest, but some who had offered DP in the past are saying they will not this time. They're saying if we take your bushels, it may be cash only. So there are some scary things we're hearing out there that could create some real problems for finding a home for some of these bushels.
Suderman says some country elevators have said they won't receive crops that are not forward priced. Finally, a Trump administration request that Japan buy more U.S. rice has caused a snag in talks. Japanese top trade negotiator canceled a U.S. trip last week over unspecified points that need to be discussed at the administrative level. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.